escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. As I said in the tease, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what do you think the identity of the Texans offense should be? You know the parts, you know. Nick Caley has taken over. They've got a new offensive line. C.J. Stroud. They've added Nick Chubb to Joe Mixon. What should be the identity as we continue to see people texting in different shows that I should check out, bad TV shows that I should check out, bad television shows. Chris said, Ron, if you want to watch trash TV, I dare you to enter the 90-day fiance universe. Listen, I've seen those commercials. I've passed on 90 Day Fiancé. I've actually done a good job of keeping them out of my rotation here of late, but I feel like I need to add a new one.
They are never in my rotation unless my wife puts me on. We've had some quality time. We get some quality time on it.
There you go. And you get in there and talk afterwards and talk about the
thing. Get a little handsy.
Okay. Drives you to a horniness. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes.
I bet. Well, I don't know how to segue that to this, but tomorrow, the Reggie and Ron Radiothon kicks off at 6 a.m. Tomorrow will be a different feel on Sports Radio 610. We are excited and hopeful that we can do everything we can to help the Houston Food Bank. $11 million, their budget's been cut in the last year, and they are still, Clint, expected to service over 1 million people in 18 different counties in the Houston area. We want to do everything we can to help. And as much as we need in everything, from keeping us afloat, keeping us going, the interest, it comes from you all. And I know Sports Radio 610 is one of the most powerful sports radio stations in the country. And I know we can show that you can help us do that by helping the Houston Food Bank. What you need to do, you can start now, but we will be doing this tomorrow. We got a goal, and we want to hit that goal, and that is text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate. Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to donate, and you will have an opportunity to be able to auction, to make some bids on an auction. We've got four auction items that you can win, and that is dinners with each one of the shows. You can have a personal sit-down dinner with Payne and Pendergast, with In the Loop, with us on The Drive, and with Area 45. With Payne and Pendergast, you have a chance to bid and win a nice personal dinner with those guys to Churrasco's with In the Loop. J Bar M Barbecue. You could sit down with Lopez and Reggie and Figgy and have dinner, and with us. And yes, Tyler, sweet Tyler, will be included.
I'll whisper sweet nothings into your ear.
Carbach Brewing. They will sit down and we'll have some brews and dinner as well with myself, Clinton Tyler, and then Area 45 with you know the fellas, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, Christian's Tailgate. You can sit down, hang out with those guys, have some one-on-one time, you know, take some photos, hang out, kick it. There may be, you may have a little gift item coming with the drive. So
the drive's day, amping this thing up now.
I'm telling you, this is a competition in my opinion.
I there's no doubt about it. Everything is in life. Yeah, life right. Is. I've just been turned on to the confirmation that this is all going down in terms of the drive. Carbach Brewery, drinks and dinner with the drive, baby. We can sweeten this thing up a bit. We got to find a way to sweeten this thing up a bit. Stay plugged in. Here's the key. Get your mind right. Get ready, because tomorrow we're going to push the hell out of this thing, 6A to 6P. And the drive, we don't do nothing but win. So we're going to need the folks to start bidding early and often on that one.
But again, guys, seriously, it's a big day. It's our first time doing this. We've been at this trying to put this thing together. And we hope to have a really good time. 12 hours of radio, a radiothon, Reggie. Myself, Reggie, and Ron, Radiothon, coming up tomorrow. So hang out with us, and let's help feed Houston and the Houston Food Bank tomorrow. All right, Clint. I've been looking at this Texans offense, and we've had a lot of conversations about this, and we will learn more going into training camp. But I threw this out to the people, and I'll let you kind of kick it off, and we can kick the conversation off. Is what should this identity be for the Texans, right? We found very quickly in year one, well, this has got to be a pass-first, C.J. Stroud-centric offense. I think it was about week three against the Colts. We figured that out, saw that, and I think us as a show, we're talking and saying, yo, let's do this. Let's do this. We've got to make sure this is the thing. They've got to not look at this and say, hey man, we're a run team first. No, they're a passing team. That's what they were the last couple of years. Should that be where they are? More like Kansas City, more like Cincinnati, that's led by their quarterback and their passing game. Not to say they don't run the football, but those teams are led by that. That is their tone setting. That's what they're about. Or should it be like Detroit or San Francisco, when those teams are more likely led, at least tone set by their run game? Not to say they don't throw it. Jared Goff has had some great seasons.
Bite a kneecap off.
You know, Brock Purdy just got paid and has had some good seasons. But when you look at those teams, they are led by running the football. Which route? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in too. Which route should be the identity for the Texans, you think?
Well, I don't think either. I think it's
okay, yeah. I
don't think either, and it's for multiple reasons. Like you're not going to be in the Joe. You got the quarterback to potentially be in the Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes game, but you don't have the supporting cast to be in that game. Nor do you have the play caller. You just don't have the pieces to make that happen. You have the quarterback, but you don't have the pieces to make that happen.
Working with Clint here.
Truth is, you don't have the pieces to be San Francisco or Detroit-esque, even if you wanted to. There's a level of physicality up front that just is not going to be birthed in a year with a couple of free agent acquisitions and a move for Titus Howard from tackle to guard. You're not going to accomplish what those organizations accomplish. I just don't believe you're there offensively. I think the best case scenario, and I think what's achievable, is the offensive approach that the New England Patriots had with Tom Brady. I think that's the best version of C.J. Stroud, because C.J. can spin it all over the park, but C.J. is also an elite processor. And if they can keep C.J. in the mode of get us in the right play. Don't worry about driving the ball down the field. Don't worry about throwing for 350. Don't worry about being a ball placement specialist. Don't worry. Get us in the right play. Get us in the right play every single time. And they can take advantage of C.J.'s elite processing ability and not fall in love with his ability to stretch the field and his ability to do all that. Stay in that lane. Play efficient football. Don't turn the ball over. Stay ahead of the chains. Check the football down. Don't force the football and waste downs. If they can stay in that mode with this defense, they can win a bunch of football games.
So how would describe what that is? Because that
It's quarterback centric, but it's more about their mind than some crazy, wild, you know, exotic skill set.
You think that's different from Joe? What they're doing in Cincinnati?
I think Joe has just got a more aggressive pass first approach. Like they're the majority of Joe's career in the NFL, they've been predominantly a run team. I'm sorry, a pass first team. Like the Texans have to have the ability and the willingness to lean into the run game, even if it's just to keep the tank game tight, like Tom Brady and everybody used to for the first three quarters. Let the other team beat themselves by our defense kicking their ass in one way, shape, or form. And then you, in the end of the game, if you need to lean into C.J. Stroud's ability to drive the football down the field, then so be it. But let the game dictate that. Let's not decide that in training camp. That's the kind of offense that we're going to be. I just think I don't like the term game plan offense because I think if you're
that's what makes me nervous.
I'm not suggesting that by any means. I want to be clear, Ron. Like you've got a quarterback that can handle a heavy load mentally, right? Pour that on him and be really good with him leading the show and getting you in the right game. It doesn't need to adjust. Like what you do going into every game doesn't need to be different. Let him get in the game and let him make the decision and be right more times than he's not. Let your defense be great and you win ball games. I think that's where they need to live. A lot of times I think folks are going to see that's boring, but I think that's where they need to live.
Yeah, my thing is I am more, because I feel like we've only seen it work one time with one person at its time. I am more apt to, all right, there are things that we go in, this is what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Right, this is whatever it is, right? And even with, I think probably Mahomes probably had to shift a little because some of his personnel hasn't been there, right? They've had some injuries or had some weaker players, and so they had to kind of shift things. And maybe it probably actually looked a lot more closer to Brady than it did early in the year. Yeah. A little control. Ball control, pass control.
I think they've all done it, Ron. I think Drew Brees did it. I think they all did it. Tom just did it for 20 years.
You know what I mean? But my thing is, I do feel like they should have some, this is what we want to establish. Like I do think they should have, and what makes me a little nervous is that they may go in and say, what we want to establish is what the defense is poor at.
Yeah.
And that I've only really seen work with the Brady and the Josh McDaniel and even some of the Charlie Weiss early in that. That's my thing is when you got to me, I look at it right now early, you got Mixon, you got Chubb, you feel like you've got more physical. Maybe it's more off of the maybe play action game, maybe some of that. Like that's what the Lions remind me of the play action, and then we'll get things rolling behind it afterwards.
Well, their identity is physicality. Both of those, the teams you mentioned on that, and this is not going to be the Texans. I just think that you have the ability to be multiple on offense. You have the ability with C.J. Stroud. I think, I don't know for sure, but I think that you have the ability. Like if your playbook is 3 or 4 inches thick, I think you've got the ability to go into every single game with that at your fingertips and C.J. Stroud communicating that at the line of scrimmage. I don't think you change from week to week and go, this week we're going to run outside when we've been running and killing everybody inside. I still believe in having an identity, whatever that identity may be, and forcing your will on folks. But the plus is here is that you have C.J. Stroud. And I'll argue that we've seen the best C.J. Stroud that we've seen right now to date. It was 1 year, but that was the Tom Brady-like approach to offensive football. That's a luxury that I believe C.J. Stroud gives you over most players, right? And you can argue that the Joe Burrow, we've seen Josh Allen fall back into a little bit more of the Tom Brady, a little bit more conservative, a little bit safer approach. I'd argue that Joe Burrow has stayed in that all gas, no break stage of his career because of who he's throwing the football to. right? The inability to run the ball, and you've got guys that can stretch the field, and so be it. I just think the Texans have to, instead of leaning on C.J. Stroud and his ability to drive the ball down the field and his ability to throw the football 50 times and his ability to be a sniper in critical moments, that's fine.
There are some people who are texting in that think you're underselling the weapons that they have. The weapons, like someone easily brought up Nico Collins.
It has nothing to do with Nico. It has nothing to do with any of these guys. You saw last year, you had an embarrassment of riches in terms of weapons, and you couldn't protect your quarterback, so it didn't matter, right? I mean, yeah, they ended up getting injured, but you couldn't protect your quarterback, so it didn't matter. That's the point in terms – if you think this team is going to go out there, I would love to see this team go out there and stay in 11 personnel and spin the ball 55 times a game and let C.J. Stroud win it. But you were the second worst offensive line in the league, and you just signed a bunch of dudes that if you do look at the advanced stats, they can't pass protect. I mean, so I don't know. That's why I say it's CJ's got to protect himself. CJ's got to protect the offensive line. CJ's got to protect the offensive coordinator. And to me, the way that he does that is he plays a Brady brand of football. You don't go in there thinking you're Joe Burrow and get yourself hurt, get your offensive coordinator exposed. Expose your offensive line. You don't go in there thinking you're Pat Mahomes and can run around and have that sixth sense because he's one of maybe two or three guys that we've ever seen with that level of sense. Like that just doesn't it doesn't add up. It's CJ's got to go in there with the mentality of protecting himself, protecting his offensive coordinator, protecting his offensive line. And with this defense, you got a chance to win a lot of football games. You just that's who you are right now, right? If at some point in time in D'Amico Ryan's career, you know, Danico Autry moves on, and you draft another defensive end, and you got a defensive interior defensive lineman that's a rookie contract, and you got a bunch of rookies playing over there, and now you got some crazy money, and you can go sign all these offensive linemen and these weapons, and now you can stretch the field with CJ. Cool, maybe one day. Right now, I don't believe you are wired to do that.
Yeah, it's interesting because the draft and what they did, they did a lot in getting young receivers. They got Higgins and Noel. They've added to that group, but a lot of the off season seems like they are trying to be a much more physical team,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
They're adding up front. They're adding Nick Chubb and Joe Mixon, two very physical runners that you have there. And I do wonder, is that the deal of let's get to at least some physicality up front? And I'm curious and really interested to see if that is the deal. Is this a deal of CJ's a guy that's going to throw the ball upwards 35 to 45 times, or is it more CJ's going to throw this thing 25 to 35 times? Like that to me is going to be. Now some games may call sure. for him to throw more, you know, that are up high scoring games or you're down. But I wonder game plan wise if that's in their mind of like this is what we wanted. Because when I watch the Lions and Brock Purdy, they seem like a more of a 25 to hell 30 at times attempts.
Yep.
Right? Joe and Mahomes are going to throw it 35, 45 times. Hell, they may throw 50 in a normal game plan. And as you said, CJ is a quarterback that we think can handle that because, I mean, hell, that's what this kind of team was pass first. But I do wonder what the thought is moving forward for them in terms of their identity of how they're going to approach it. Should be one of the things to really, really watch as we continue this thing. All right, a little stock up, stock down on a Wednesday. As we know the darlings of the NBA free agency, we'll do a little stock up on that, a little stock down. Who's looking rough after free agency? We'll discuss.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
That coming up next.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right. Every hump day on Houston's number one afternoon drive sports talk program. That'd be this one, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. We do a different edition of the stocks. It was some of the system, man. I don't know. Jordan Belfort, Quaaludes, it all goes together. Stock up, stock down. On The Drive, today's edition, it's something, the Rockets been very busy with. GM Rafael Stone and company. And it's NBA free agency. NBA free agency stocks today, and I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley, and let's start with a little stock up for this free agency period around the NBA for you, Ron.
Yeah, I know the Rockets have been praised as well as they deserve, but I want to go to the Rockets of the Eastern Conference, and that has been the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks, now let's now be completely honest, I don't know what this results into. I don't know if this means that they're going to be good or how good they're going to be. But if there is any team thus far that has truly said to themselves, all right, the Pacers are down without Tyrese Halliburton and they've got rid of Miles Turner. The Knicks are coachless until they just brought in Mike Brown. The Celtics are unloading and getting ready for it next year because Jason Tatum's out. The Magic, they started up and said, we're going to get Desmond Bane. But then the Hawks, they've come out and said, all right, we're going to try to surround. And I think a lot of what we're seeing with the Pacers, we're going to try to surround our guy with guys that can kind of help things that Trey doesn't do well. So they bring in Porzingis. If he's healthy, Clint, he changed the entire game for the Celtics. Of seven foot plus guy that can be a 2010 guy that can stretch the defense, that can block shots. When he was healthy with the Celtics, he was a major difference maker. Alexander Walker, who was just with the Timberwolves, a 3-and-D guy that is a really good defender, long defender that can shoot a little bit. Luke Kennard, they add a shooter. Asa Newell, who they get in the draft. They have done things to put themselves in place. And when you look at it with some of the guys they have already there, they may be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference the way it looks right now. Again, I don't know that, you know, Trey and Porzingis and Walker and Dyson Daniels and that crew is going to scream a, you know, the next Pacers, but I think they've put themselves in a position where they're much, much better and can take advantage of a of an Eastern Conference that's dealing with a lot of injuries to top players.
I like it. I like it.
That is Ron the Show Hughley. You just heard laying that out for you. This is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday right around 3:20, we do the stock up, stock
those,
down.
Those lobs from Trae Young to Porzingis, that's going to be a... That's going to be interesting right there.
Yeah, Trey just needs to address whatever's going on up top.
Listen,
on that
guys,
dome
it's not addressable. We're like
talk
I think,
about a stock down.
I think it's very clear that there is nothing Trey can do besides shave it.
Yeah,
I just think it's just what the good Lord blessed him with.
Praying for you, Trey.
There's no braces he can get. There's nothing he can do.
So there's Ron's show, Stock Up. And today's edition of Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive is NBA free agency. Obviously, it's been a little wild. Kevin Durant's a rocket now. Clutch City's been busy. Clint Sterner, over to you. What's your stock up for this year's NBA free agency period?
Well, just to keep from going rockets, I'm going to go Nuggets, boys.
You like what they've done.
I do. I don't know how much I necessarily like what they've done, but I like, and relatively speaking, Ron, you look at the West, and if you take the Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder out of the mix, right? Because we obviously around here know who the champions are, and we know who the Rockets are. The teams in the West, we talk about the East being weak and the East being injured and the East not having coaches, and you look at the West, man. Yeah, you got some squads, but you got some squads that definitely need to add some big pieces, but definitely need to add some serious depth and complementary pieces. LA needs to do it. Minnesota needs to do it. You look across the board, and there's just some of the big players in the West that we expect to be contenders. Like, they're not going to be contenders as they are, and I think Denver was on the cusp of that. And you look at what Denver's done. Denver's gone out there, and I think other than the Rockets, they're 1A, no question about it. I think Denver, at least from a positive light, not the injuries, but I think Denver is one of the better free agent offseason stories right now with the moves that they've made.
They make the trade to get Cameron Johnson. They bring back Bruce Bowen.
That's right.
That was their big thing is Valanciunas as well. That was their big thing is they just
Tim
didn't
Hardaway
have,
Jr.
They didn't have depth.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they had to play Russ so much. They
yes.
just didn't have depth on their team.
Yeah, I like a team that was already, it seemed to be, right there on the cusp. You got your superstar, you got your MVP, you got your Robin to your Batman. You got a lot of the pieces, but you got to get aggressive and go out and add some depth and add some impact players along the way. And I think the Nuggets did that as well as anybody, not named the Rockets. And so I'm gonna go with Denver. Right now with in the Nuggets making moves.
All right, we got them stock ups out of the way. This is Stock Up, Stock Down, live on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley every hump day at 3:20. And today's flavor of Stock Up, Stock Down is NBA free agency. Stock ups done with. Back to you, Ron. What's your stock down for this free agency period around the league?
I will walk away from the LA Lakers. That is obviously on my heart.
So did the Bus family.
Well, yeah, they did, and now all hell's broken loose. And they just don't do anything at this point. But my stock down is to the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't really know what they're doing here. I don't think they have made moves to put themselves in a position, even with the issues with the other contenders in the East. I don't think they've done things to make themselves... Like, I don't think Miles Turner... Like, oh boy, man, now that is it. That's what they've been missing. I mean, they had Brook Lopez, a big who shoots threes and blocks shots. That's what Miles Turner is. And it's not like he is exceptional. He's getting older at this point. I mean, he's a good player, but, I that doesn't move the needle. They now, Clint, have put themselves in a situation where they are going to owe Damian Lillard over $22 million a year for the next 5 years. And that is all going to count against their salary cap over the next 5 years. So that is going to handcuff what they can do over the next 5 years. And I don't necessarily think, and I said I think Giannis wants to stay there, but I don't necessarily think what they put together says, ooh, I'm Giannis. I'm going to stay here. This is going to be better. What did you say, teams like Miami yesterday? This is going to be better. I think they have just done the opposite of the Rockets. They've absolutely hurt themselves in the future. They already don't have draft picks because of everything they tried to do to add with Lillard and add with the other pieces in which they did win a championship with. And I don't think this is going to be something that keeps Giannis. They may be stuck in like 2 years with no Giannis and just be screwed financially with no draft picks because of this. I think they should have sat there and said, the Giannis thing is over. We've got to trade and get the most that we can out of him. Instead, they said, man, we're
crapped all over themselves.
We're gonna go Bobby Bonilla here for the next 5 years for $22 million with Damian Lillard. I don't know what they're doing.
And put a cap on this thing for us, Clint Sterner. Stock up, stock down. What's your stock down for this NBA free agency period in 2025?
I'm gonna put this on a tee and let Ron knock it out of the park, even though he tried to avoid it. The L.A. Lakers, what the hell are you doing? I mean, you got LeBron. You're going to pay LeBron over $50 million a year. He's about 49 years old, and you got Luka. You got your future. And you think you could possibly make a run with all that, with the entire NBA being shook the way it is right now? You think that's what I think Milwaukee's. I think Milwaukee looked at the landscape and said, hell, we might be able to win the East with just Giannis the way this thing is shaped out. If you're the LA Lakers, you got to be looking at this thing. If I can just add some quality depth, Valanciunas would have been nice. I know that's not who they, but just some size, some supporting cast, some depth with LeBron and Luka, you got a real shot. For them to be standing pat, Ron, and I've not monitored every move they made, but I really question what the hell the Lakers are up to this offseason. So there you go. You tried to avoid it. I ain't going to let you do it. Get after it.
I'm going to try to be patient and see there's still some moves out there. The one move that we're hearing the most is a move that they're potentially going to age LeBron and have him looking the way Diddy has been looking with that gray-ass hair, the way he has aged. And that is DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton, a very talented player who just got bought out from the Trailblazers. He went number one in that draft that included Luka, I believe. And his game makes sense. But they said in Portland they had problems with him showing up on time to places, like to games. Missing flights and doing stuff like
that's not what you
like
want.
There's some that think, as our guy Bomani Jones said, if they bring his ass in, they're trying to drive LeBron out. They're gonna try to make it the worst. I want to say to myself that LeBron maybe can kind of help him mature a little bit, but damn man, he can't help him mature and help Luka with his weight. And, everything else, so...
And his hookah tendencies.
We'll see. I feel like that's the route they're going. I mean, hell, Al Horford, somebody, get a big. Good God. Finney Smith said, nah, I'm good. That we're talking about, we only going 2 years with players. What is going on? All right. Yep, I'm good, though. It's still plenty of time.
You're all right. Just be patient,
plenty
man.
Of time, man. There's some moves out there. And it don't have to be great. Just bigs. It's bigs, man. God, dog, what I would give for Steven Adams and Clint Capella. Just that duo, let's go. All right. Paul Feinbaum had something to say about a local college quarterback. And is he nuts or is he not nuts? I think he's nuts. We'll discuss and let you hear what Paul Feinbaum had to say coming up next.
These nuts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh, speaking of Diddy, Diddy bumped me off my TV hit today.
Did he?
Oh, man, I was dressed up. I was dressed up in my button-up shirt with my drawers on under on the bottoms because it was on TV.
That's all you had?
Just had my drawers on, baby. Just had my drawers on, button-up shirt. I sent you all the picture.
It was a headshot for that.
Of the headshot.
It was a face shot. Let's be very clear.
I haven't shown you that yet.
I didn't see his draws.
But
more $3 underwear. I'm not even.
Not $3, man.
A pair. You got a set of three for $9. You said.
That's
not true.
No.
At
eight for 21.
But less than three.
It was less than 21. I got them on sale. But I was supposed to go on with my man Nate over there at Fox 26, and we was ready to go.
Yeah.
And then he said, verdict about to come down. Nate said, hold tight.
I said, damn, so?
Oh, Nate, I said, I think this is going to be a stop traffic thing right here, man. I don't think you're coming off of this Diddy trial here.
Hold on, show.
Doggone it, boy. I was ready to go, man. Down there. Started to develop a good little sweat going in that button-up shirt. I said, all right, man, I done gave this about 25 minutes. This ain't slowing down, Jack. You think he gonna do any time?
I don't know enough about it. It's showing enough. I mean, the way they're couching it and have
all the serious stuff. He was
house
acquitted.
Arrest.
He's acquitted. Mm. Yeah. They've already gone. His lawyer's already gone to time served, Jack. Let's get him on bail. We're ready to pay that.
He's been in for a minute. Ain't he? Yeah, something going on?
Yeah, he's been in for a minute. It's a wild thing, but I was ready, boy.
Yeah, this one thing. Look, if he gets off in any capacity to where he can still entertain, he'll make more money from now to the time he dies than he did before, and that's a lot of money.
That part's done, right?
No.
Absolutely. You think we see him on the stage, like concert? We see him on the stage or something?
Was he still on the stage before that?
Yeah, I remember he had just did something for MTV.
I think we see a Netflix documentary that's we'll a tell that. All that I told y'all I didn't do nothing wrong with it. But I'm talking about he's knee deep. Yeah. He's Purdue. Yeah, no, I think we he see. I mean, he'd be a fool not to. Ryan. I mean, the ability to go on stage after beating that.
I mean,
I'm telling you, man.
It feels like, Bill Cosby just had to go on away here, right? I know R. Kelly's performing in jails, but I mean, I don't know
all the details, so I need to keep my mouth shut, but
I feel like nobody's going to want to touch him. To touch it. Now he may be able to do his own stuff. I feel like nobody gonna want to like stay away from doing business with old Diddy.
I would imagine I imagine there's plenty of people out there that Diddy protected in this process here. That he's gonna get out, and I'm sure they owe him something.
They said that lady on CNN said there are people out here pouring baby oil on each other out here in celebration.
Good God!
Out in front of the courthouse.
Gotta get slippery.
Like I said, the world we live in. There's people. You don't think them people right there are gonna be eating up a Netflix or a concert or?
I'm not eating a concert. Now I will watch the Netflix.
Oh yeah, no, it'll all be there, it's no doubt.
Yeah. All right. Paul Feinbaum. ESPN has covered not just college football, but in particular the SEC for a long time. He ever talk about you? Paul Feinbaum?
I was on a show a few times.
He was on a show a few times.
When I was at the SEC Network, that was part of the deal. When you were in, whatever days you were in, you rotated through there once a day on his show.
Yeah, he is the man when it comes to SEC football. Listen to what he said about Texas starting quarterback Arch Manning. Listen to what he feels he is right now in college football.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, like Nick Saban did a couple of years ago with Tungavailoa. I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State, and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Whoa! I mean, we were...
Nation, we're back!
Oh, I know, Tyler. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you've gotten to see. I like this, baby. I didn't know Tyler could get himself in mid-season form right now on July 2nd. But Tyler, Paul Feinbaum just sent Tyler there and Angie. Listen, I mean,
stand up, Paul.
I was with everything he said, Clint. I was with him potentially being in New York as a finalist for the Heisman. I was with him in putting Texas in a chance to win a national championship. I think that's fair. Hell, I even with him like, hey, maybe that would have been different if he'd have subbed him in for Quinn.
I think we should go ahead and just say he's going to win a few Super Bowls ultimately too.
But I don't know what kind of role Paul got on to when he just slipped in and said, my man is going to be the best quarterback since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006. That feels very aggressive on multiple counts. To me,
feels one, sinful.
One on the, he's going to be like Tim Tebow in 2006. I mean, dog, you could beat Quinn out for 2 years for starters there. And then the other one, I'm trying to scratch my head, but have we seen anybody better than Tebow since 2006? I mean, might be one. I know Tyler's going Johnny, and I think it's a fair thing to have in this conversation. I mean, Cam Newton did it for 1 year, but I mean, it was special. I mean, Joe Burrow had a hell of a year at LSU as well. There was a lot there that was aggressive.
All of some burnt orange, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking Lamar, Deshaun.
Lamar as well.
Watson went to two straight championships and threw for over 900 yards in those two versus an Alabama defense, I think, in both.
Lamar won a Heisman at Louisville.
When did RG3 come out of
Baylor?
Was that after? Here's my question. The thing, and I know with Paul, so there's a touch of shock jock with Paul. So, I mean, I get it. But the
he stood by it, by the way, today.
It's getting buzz all over America. We're talking about, hell yeah, he's going to stand by it. And it's a Manning, so why wouldn't he? There's a chance he's going to end up being right. But the reality of it is, what I ask is, how do we know? Like, that is the interesting part to me is Saban knew when he put Tua in there for Jalen Hurts, he was putting in a significantly better passer of the football. At the time, a higher level processor, a better passer of the football. He was putting in a different quarterback. I've watched Arch Manning damn near every time he's played, and I like what I see. I think the future's bright, but I don't watch Arch Manning and go put him in against Ohio State and he's going to be able to overcome this defense.
Yeah.
I never was a big Quinn Ewers guy. In fact, you and I talked about it every time. Like, he missed his throws. He would throw for 70%+ completion. I'm like, no, but he missed two or three throws that national championship caliber quarterback.
Am I reading too much in that Arch didn't beat him out last year?
No, I think it's very fair. I think big picture,
Chris Leak wasn't going to hold Tim Tebow down multiple years. I know the first year Chris Leak was the senior.
Right.
Chris Leak would have returned. He was not going to hold Tim Tebow out from being a starter next year.
But again, you're talking about a different style of two different, like, contrasting styles in all those categories. Like, Arch is in the same cut of Quinn. Now he's I think physically more gifted.
They use him as a runner.
Yeah, but he's not going to be like, he'll run the ball against Louisiana Monroe. He'll be effective in the run game. You're not going to win a national championship on the legs of Arch Manning. I mean, he's still a young guy that hasn't played a ton of football.
Then you might be underestimating
him. I may be that, but that's my point. Is like, how in the hell do people know what you're going to get from Arch Manning? I think we're finding out he's a great leader since Quinn Ewers is gone, and he's been able to take over the organization. We've seen some promising things out of him, but it's not like Arch runs out there and you see Lamar Jackson athletic ability. He doesn't run out there and you see this loose arm like even Pat Mahomes in college, the ability to spin it from all different levels. Yeah, you don't see that.
He doesn't have overwhelming physical traits.
No. I mean, he got a chance to be a great college quarterback, and his transition to the league is going to be about him standing in the pocket and delivering the football. And he may be great. He may be a number one overall pick. But I just don't know how anybody at this point in time knows that. I would bet it. I would bet that he's going to be a number one overall pick. I would bet that all the things that Paul said with in college with Steve Sarkisian are going to come true. I've seen enough to feel really good about his ability to do those things. But the best thing since Tim Tebow?
Yeah, for me, he'd be playing already.
It'd be hard to hold that guy down for 2 years.
That's what someone just texted in. False narrative, he couldn't beat out Quinn. It was Quinn's time, so Sarkisian was loyal to him. Let me tell you something. If Vince Young showed up on that team, Quinn Ewers would be sitting his ass down.
Well, Vince is getting a little old, man.
You know what I'm talking about, damn it. If the Vince that came from Houston, Texas, arrived there, Quinn would have transferred. All right, I'm going to tell you, if Lamar Jackson rolled into that, Quinn would have transferred.
I don't think Steve Sarkisian would sit here and tell you that Manning isn't a more talented quarterback than Quinn Ewers. But I think at the time you had a guy that had just led your team to a national championship, to a college football playoff the year before. You had a guy that knew your offense inside and out. You had a guy that had played at a high level. The risk of turning to a guy that had been in college for 1 year would have been crazy. Now, you can argue once Quinn got hurt and in critical moments at halftime of certain games, he could have made a move. But that's at that point, you know, it's a gut reaction. I just don't know how anybody, it's easy to say now and hear from RC, I don't know how anybody could say, when you're talking about, I'm not a big Quinn Ewers fan, but it would have been a huge trigger to pull if you benched him for Manning at any point in time last year. This guy's playing well enough to run you to a college football playoff. And you want to go to a guy that you hadn't seen play much football at all, other than ULM or somebody like that they played? Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but the luxury Steve Sarkisian had was to play a experienced veteran while the young one.
Clint, if this cat was the best player since 2006 of Tim Tebow.
Oh yeah, no, your point's valid.
I'm saying if Cam Newton showed up on that in that practice facility, and they were going one on one, Steve Sarkisian is not sitting Cam Newton on the bench.
I agree.
Like, I'm just saying that one year, maybe Marcus Mariota would sit, maybe some others, but if it's the best thing since 2006, like he said, I mean, like when you look at Arch, if you compare, like, do you get the sense he'll have a better year than Baker's Heisman year? Like this year,
I would have to look at the numbers. I don't know exactly. I know they were through the roof. I know he won a lot of football.
Just the feel of how
games.
Good Baker. What, you know what I mean? Like some of these.
Yeah. I think there's a real chance that Arch Manning can light college football on fire this year. Yes. I think Arch Manning could do, and I'm not saying have the season because I know it was a all time great season, but I think he could have a Joe Burrow type arrival. I think they could be that good for 1 year, yes.
And then, am I ready
to bet on that right now and say that he's the best quarterback since 06? No, I can't get there. But it wouldn't shock me at all. The things I'm hearing come out of UT from a leadership standpoint, his abilities there, I mean, apparently he is, in terms of taking care of his body, he's mature beyond his years. He is a freak from that perspective. It wouldn't shock me one bit.
He'd get his hands on Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
It would help, wouldn't it?
All right, what you got coming up?
Yordan Alvarez, baby. The Astros, they win again. They win again. The wheels come off of Big C, old Gordo. Yordan Alvarez broke a little news at the end of yesterday's show. Let's see what Dana Brown had to say about the Yordan Alvarez news. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
I kept it real as a true professional myself.